From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Before same-sex marriage, there were civil unions. The term was coined in Vermont. 13 years ago, Vermont became the first state to extend rights to gay couples. It did not do so easily or by choice. It was forced on the state by the Vermont Supreme Court. In light of this week's Supreme Court arguments over gay marriage, NPR's Liz Halloran recently sat down with two key players from that tumultuous period in Vermont. And to caution, the story contains language that some listeners may find offensive.
The court decree landed like a grenade in a state better known for ice cream than gay rights activism. John Edwards was a Republican state legislator.
I woke up one day and the decision was on the front page, and I said, oh my God, what have we done?
What the court had done was unprecedented. It found the state's marriage law discriminatory and ordered that gay couples be given the same rights as their heterosexual neighbors. It was up to the state legislature to figure out how, and that had not been on Edwards' to-do list.
I mean, I was probably like 99% of the people out there, and, you know, it wasn't an issue for most of us.
Almost overnight, the small state splintered. Neighbors stopped speaking to one another. Governor Howard Dean sometimes wore a bulletproof vest. Metal detectors were installed at the state house, and legislators, like Edwards, at times feared for their safety and for their political futures.
I knew from talking to my constituents how they felt about it. You know, if it was put to a vote up there, it would overwhelmingly go down to defeat.
Edwards and Democrat Bill Lippert, the only openly gay member of the legislature back then, served together on the committee that had to write a law to satisfy the court. Even just coming up with a name for what they were doing was hard.
We had to have a title on the bill, and we didn't have one.
I remember one of the suggestions was, how about civil accord? And everybody looked around and said, it sounds like the model of a car. We can't do that.
Back in 2000, there were few laughs. They say the worst was a hearing at the high school in St. Albans in the north of the state.
That was really nasty. The auditorium was packed. And I walked in there. He says, oh, my God, you could feel it. You know, and, you know, I probably could put a name on, I don't know, 50-60% of the people, and the ones I couldn't put a name with, I sort of recognized.
Democrat Bill Lippert.
The volume of the crowd and the negativity was so raw and so apparent. It was like this was not going to be good.
State police had provided security for the hearings at the state house, but Lippert says there was no security in the high school auditorium that night.
I was frightened. And I think someone actually offered to walk with me to my car.
Lippert says that the anti-gay vitriol in St. Albans was so threatening that it persuaded some legislators to vote for civil unions. Others were persuaded by Lippert's speech before a packed House chamber the day of the vote.
I started by saying, I think it's important to put a face on this. I think it's important to ask who it is that we're talking about.
Vermont Public Radio recorded his words back then.
We are not a threat. We are not a threat to traditional marriage. We are not a threat to your communities. We are, in fact, an asset.
Edwards, the Republican, was among those who came around. Like many elected officials today, he says what proved powerful to him were the mothers and fathers who testified about their gay children's lives. He came to see parallels with the civil rights movement of the 1960s.
There was nothing new, just that the object of the vial had been changed. It was really word for word. You just changed the N-word, nigger, for fags or faggots or whatever you want to call.
And yet the conversation rapidly changed. Vermont's cutting-edge law quickly became the conservative alternative to same-sex marriage. Still, the political costs at the time were high. Democrats lost control of the House, and all but one of the 14 Republicans who voted for civil unions lost, Edwards included.
It was a great honor to represent my district, and I have honestly missed it ever since.
Lippert remains in the state house and is chairman of its judiciary committee.
My fellow colleagues who gave their political lives for the success of creating the first legal recognition anywhere in the United States for same-sex couples, John and those who lost are my heroes to this day.
Vermont went on to pass a gay marriage law in 2009. Liz Halloran, NPR News.